On our morning show today from WRCO, we put the spotlight on some things going on in the Ithaca community. We have some seniors here who are just really willing to talk to us today. They'll be graduating in just a few weeks from Ithaca schools. We have Brooklyn Dickey, Izzy Ortiz, along with Houston Bolin and Tyler Steinmetz. We're going to talk to them in just a little bit. Also, baccalaureate is coming up in the Ithaca area, and we have youth ministers from that area. We have Heather Dickey here. We have Julie Thompson set to talk about baccalaureate. Julie, it's that time of year again, isn't it?
Yeah, it creeps up on us, doesn't it?
It
all
sure
the planning
does.
Ahead of time, and then you're looking at your calendar going, wow, that crept up on us really quickly.
So. It did. So this class is making plans. It sounds like they've made some decisions.
Yeah. So as the two sponsoring church groups at St. Mary's Keysville Catholic Church and Willow Valley United Methodist Church, with Heather Dickey and her group and ours, we selected Sunday, May 17th at St. Mary's this year. That'll be at 6 o'clock. Every other year the two groups alternate, so last year it was in Ithaca at Willow Valley, this year it's at Keysville. The Our Ladies group at Keysville will be providing a reception following the program, and that'll be in Madonna Hall.
Okay, and from your standpoint, Heather, in terms of Willow Valley, a number of students that you've taught over the years, I'm sure, coming through this class.
Yes, and it's also special for this year because my daughter is a senior.
Uh-huh. So even more. So you feel like you know the class pretty well.
Yes, I do. I've been a part of their journey since 4K.
Why do you feel it's important to have your church sponsor an event like this?
I think the support that our religious groups show our students to provide them with guidance and
it's a good foundation. Not to step on Heather's toes, but there are, my grandpa always said, there are things that you can't teach at school.
Right.
And if they need a place to learn them, sometimes it is at church. Whatever that faith group might look like, whatever that spirituality might look like. And so I think between Willow Valley, with the guidance of Annette Lewis, Heather Dickey, Marge Willis has also been a great mentor for these children, for these students, these young people. Amy Linz has been very active at Keysville, Denise Sackman. You know, we've kind of raised these kids on our side of things, trying to help them with a good foundation. There are things that church does teach, that faith, that spirituality does teach, and you can always carry that with you. It changes perhaps throughout your life chapters, but this is a great opportunity for our two groups in particular to be able to celebrate the young people and their spiritual, their faith journey. We have other congregations represented in this class, and I think that's been really nice to see Houston in particular and his sister Jaden Bolin participate in their faith journey at St. Patrick's in Loretta. And so they've had Father Camoon and Father Luke as part of their journey. Isaac Faber also belongs to that parish. He went to St. Luke's Catholic School for a lot of years. So this is a wonderful chance for them to explore their adult journey as their spirituality takes them forward.
As they say, Heather, it takes a village, you know, and I think the community is pretty tight-knit at Ithaca, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That is a very special thing about our community. Everyone kind of pitches in, and like you said, we're a village. Every kid matters to everyone.
I'm impressed, and I have been over the years, Julie, that your two churches get along because you do things like this through the year, you know, St. Mary.
We do,
and
yeah. Heather took over a gig after Annette started that, and there are a lot of kids that maybe don't go to church at all, but they still go to gig. We have had kids at St. Mary's in Keysville that don't necessarily belong to our parish, but they have encountered their different sacraments through St. Mary's. Like Heather said, it takes a village, and so we're here for all of them. We all live under one God.
That's very true. And in terms of this, it's voluntary.
It is voluntary.
For the students, mm-hmm. So it's not required.
Not at all. You can think back to the baccalaureate services you've had, the programs, and across the United States, these are programs that celebrate all faith, all denominations, spirituality of any kind. So it is voluntary. There is no requirement for any of the students or families to participate, but it is student-led. We provide the building, just like the church is just the building. the church is actually the people. And so for us, the students are the ones that are, they're guiding the program. They're making the selections. They are seeking out the speakers. Annette Lewis is the featured speaker this year. So they create the program, and Heather and I and our respective congregations are there to support that.
Wonderful. And you brought along some good representatives. Heather, any reason why you chose this quartet here?
All of them are involved in several of the different activities, and they're just that the entire senior class is a great class. I'm probably partial, but they are just a great group of leaders, and we appreciate them being willing to come and talk about all of the baccalaureate plans and their senior memories.
Well, let's bring them on here. And they're all, they're not shy because they've been on the program with us before. But Tyler Steinmetz is here. Morning, Tyler.
Morning, Phil.
Great to have you on here.
Great to see you again.
So why do you feel baccalaureate is an important thing for this year's class?
I think it's a great thing to make sure everyone feels like they're all one, everyone is included, and I think it's just a great thing to include every denomination, doesn't matter what you are, it just, everyone comes together as one big service, and I think that's a pretty special thing.
Does it sound like a lot of the class will participate?
I think so, yeah. That's the thing about our class. We all participate in everything, and that's what we're made of. We all just participate in everything. That's good to see.
Mm-hmm. Houston, can you give us a little bit more details on the program, the speaker, and the times?
Yeah, like Julie said earlier, Annette Lewis is going to be the speaker. You know, she's heavily involved in the community, like with everything, and especially the church. She ran GIG before Miss Dickey did it, and last year I actually had the opportunity last summer to be a vocational Bible school teacher at the church in Ithaca, and Annette was there helping me while I was like the teacher. So I was like the student teacher while she was the mentor for me. So that was kind of nice having her there and walking me through all those steps. But she'll be a great person to come and have talk in front of our class. And I think she knows our class pretty well, so that'll be a good opportunity for us. And some of the other stuff that'll be going on, I'll have like the opening prayer, and Devin Iams going to give the welcome speech or something like that. And everyone else is going to say like a Bible verse or a scripture that they like, and then we'll sing a few hymn notes along the way.
Good. And it's brave for you as the young people as you are to come up and step forward and do those kind of things. It doesn't sound like it intimidates you very much, Houston.
No, absolutely not. One of the things I like to do is talk a lot, and public speaking kind of comes easy to me, and I am very thankful for that, as that's one of the main fears for a lot of people. So I'm thankful for that, and it should be a good time because really everybody in our class is exceptional public speakers, and no one's afraid to speak what they have on their mind.
Sure. And hopefully the pews at St. Mary's Keysville will be full that night then, too. So everybody's invited, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that wants to come is more than welcome. I know a couple of my two priests will probably be there from my parish, and I'm sure many others will be there, too. If anyone just has to be, or anyone is welcome.
You said you helped out with the youth in the summer, too. Is that something that, did you get a lot out of that by doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great opportunity. I got to work with the youth like that, and I think it's good for them to see high schoolers come in and do that kind of stuff, because it shows, okay, well, there's high schoolers doing the same stuff that I'm doing, so it's kind of cool. I want to keep doing this. I think that's a great thing for them to experience.
Great. Izzy Ortiz is here. If you'd pull that microphone a little bit closer to you there, Izzy. Does it seem like your senior year has gone by quickly?
Yes, I know. We only have a countdown. I think there's like 22 days left, and then we're out of there, which is crazy to think.
So it's a little bittersweet right now, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. I mean, most of us have been here for at least majority of our schooling, and if not since 4K, so it'll definitely be different not to be walking those halls anymore.
And when is your actual commencement ceremony?
May 31st at 1:00.
Do you have your speech written yet?
I'm gonna say yes, just because of Miss Thompson's in here, but we're working on it. It's a work in progress.
Sounds good. And you're giving the speech because you are?
I'm salutatorian.
Salutatorian. Well, congratulations.
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
That's great. So what's the theme typically of the salutatorian speech?
So it's normally the senior memories or class memories throughout, just special little things that make our class different and stuff like that, just reflecting on our years that we've had together.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything, can you give us any kind of maybe a sneak preview?
I think for sure we'll have some of our Zoom memories in there and our optional Wednesdays maybe during COVID times. But overall, just we've always been a super close class, so I think it'll be pretty easy to come up with those.
Wonderful. Brooklyn, if you'd swing that across a little bit, and we'll ask you. Brooklyn Dickey is here as well. So are you involved in anything with the graduation or the baccalaureate coming up?
I'm not speaking at graduation at all. I'm not sure if I'm speaking at baccalaureate. I haven't signed up for anything yet, but possibly.
Great. Does it seem like your 4 years of high school have gone by quickly?
Very quickly, actually. I don't know. It just feels like just yesterday. It was freshman year. So.
Right. And you're involved a lot in other extracurriculars. Could you talk about some of the other clubs and sports and things like that you've been involved
in? Yeah, so I did volleyball and basketball this year. I previously was involved with softball and track. That's a lot of running, so senior year I took a break on those. But I was in Youth for Change and Sources of Strength, and those are both great groups as well. So.
Wonderful. And in terms of next year, have you thought about what you'd like to be doing next year, where you're going?
I am currently on a wait list for a dental hygiene program through MATC. And possibly while waiting for that, going to do a esthetician course in Madison as well, which is about 5 months. So then once I do that, I would still be – the wait list for dental hygiene is about 6 years right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be doing some other things in the meantime. Yeah. That's great. As far as the class of 2026, are you all pretty close, would you say?
Yeah. Obviously, senior year, like with youth apprenticeship and stuff, like I rarely ever see Izzy because I work in the morning, she works in the afternoon. So I feel like this year we've kind of separated, I guess you could say, seeing each other wise, but I still feel like we're still very much close as a class.
And where did you work then off the school grounds?
I work at Richland Family Dental.
Okay. Oh, so you're planning for your future
there.
Yeah. Class memories, anything you can think of in terms of humorous that we can say on the radio?
I guess just during COVID, the Zooms were quite eventful. With some particular classmates, you could say. But homecoming is always fun. Float building and whatnot with the class. And just all those memories are fun.
Great. Do you have a favorite class, favorite teacher, or anything you'd like to talk about at Ithaca?
I do like my Woods class with Mr. Nee.
Really?
Yep, that's probably one of my favorite ones.
You didn't just say that because I'm sure.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's great. Good to hear that. Izzy, we'll ask you as well. What about favorite class in terms of your senior memories?
I think that changes based on each year. But for now, I think I would say one of Mr. Kelly's classes. I've taken Leadership and Character and then Street Law 1 and 2. And I just feel like it gives you a lot of that knowledge that you need going into the world. And I really appreciate that I took it as a senior, especially the street law class, because it's learning about laws that affect your daily life and stuff that you're going to deal with throughout your time.
Brooklyn brought up the COVID years. We all learned a little bit. I mean, all of us in terms of Zooms and things like that. But your class really had to endure a lot. Well, how old were you in 2020? What class
were you? We were in sixth grade. And I remember we had our middle school dance scheduled for a Friday.
Oh.
And then we got told that day that was probably going to be the last time we'd see each other for a while. And I just remember that was such a special time because we were all just as confused and just really taking in that time and building those relationships.
Yeah, that wasn't easy, that's for sure. Then you had to learn how to learn.
Exactly. Online. Yes, that was definitely, looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that. It doesn't feel like it was 6 years ago either, but yes, I mean, thinking that we were just the little sixth graders trying to figure out what was going on and hopping on Zoom calls. And yeah, it's crazy to think it's been that long already.
And what about next year?
I'm planning to go to Edgewood University for criminal justice with a focus in rehabilitation.
Good for you. That's awesome.
So yes, I just got registered a couple weeks ago, and so it's all starting to feel real. It's crazy.
Right.
And the countdown on the board doesn't make it any easier.
And this is bittersweet because it's kind of like the last this, the last that for the class.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yes, it's all starting to hit. We had our last band concert or in choir concert on Tuesday night, and I didn't think anything of it until we were kind of singing the last song, and I'm like, oh, this is the last time for this. So yes, it's all starting to kick in.
And the concert went well?
Yes, it did. It was a good turnout and a great overall.
Good. And stories, did I ask you about that or in terms of?
I think so, yeah. Definitely the Zoom calls, just our middle school in general. You know, it was crazy because we're getting back from COVID. And then we've had a lot of people come and go throughout the class too, but we've overall just been very close and always have came together during the hard times.
Yeah. Houston, what about you? How about a favorite class?
Honestly, I don't really have like a favorite class. It just depends on who's in the class with me, because you can make any class fun depending on who's in there with you.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can really make fun with anybody in our class because everybody's so closely knit in our class. And it's a great group of people to be around because you can talk to them about anything and you can joke around with anyone in our class.
Good memories. And I know you have the memories of 3 years ago winning state in baseball.
Yeah.
That must have been just tremendous.
Yeah, that's a great memory. Honestly, the winning the state part wasn't even like the most fun part about being there. It was all the outside stuff, you know, going around to the mall, messing around in the hotel all the time. That's probably the most fun I've ever had. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
And do you have a speech?
I do have a speech. It's going to be like the closing speech, so after it's all said and done, I'll be giving the end speech. Yeah, I haven't started it yet, but...
I was going to ask you about a sneak preview.
Yeah, I'm going to be working on it pretty soon. It's not going to be a super long speech, because by then everybody's already sweating and wanting to get out of there, so that's what I'm going to try and do.
Yeah, that's true. Keep it short, but memorable, maybe.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Absolutely. And next year again?
Next year I'm going to be going to Platteville to study criminal justice, and hopefully play on the baseball team up there at Platteville. I'm not 100% sure yet, though.
Great. Have you had some correspondence with the coaches there?
Yep. They told me I'll come to fall camp and have to earn my spot on the team, which that's perfectly fine with me. I'd rather have it that way.
Sure. But you still have some work to do with the Bulldog baseball team this year.
Not done. I'm not looking that far ahead yet because we're not done this year.
No, exactly. And Tyler, I know you're on that team as well. How are things going this spring for you?
Oh, they're going pretty dang great. I would say we have a great group of guys. I would say it's pretty comparable to the 2023 team. We're all just have great chemistry and we all know how to get along with each other and just have a great time.
And I think that was the key with that team 3 years ago, too, was you know, you took it serious, but also you knew when to have fun, too, right?
Exactly. I think that's a very key part to playing sports. You got to know when to lock in and got to know when to have fun. And if you're not having fun, why would you ever go out for the sport?
Yeah. And you guys like to have fun? And any other favorite senior memory or anything like that you'd like to share?
I would say probably middle school, going into like freshman year, you know, everyone's kind of uneasy of like what they're going to do throughout high school. Freshman year was a blast for me. Obviously state was cool too, but just like being a freshman in high school, not really knowing what to do. That group of seniors was my sister's class. So she actually kind of helped me along the way throughout my freshman year. So that was a big thing freshman year, but I would say probably middle school freshman year is probably my funnest memory.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Favorite class or teacher?
Probably say Mr. Nee again. Wow. I like taking his classes. I really enjoy them. The six-hour welding class, advanced welding class I take now is really fun.
Sure. I need to take one of those classes from him because I need to learn myself. So
there you go.
Anything else anybody would like to add about that we haven't asked you or about baccalaureate coming up you said the 17th, right? At Keysville. Anything that you'd like to say, Tyler, about inviting people or encouraging people?
I would say if you're thinking about coming out, I would say just do it because it's a great time for everyone to get together, have some fun, and just talk and just have a great time with like all of like different people. And it doesn't matter what denomination you are, just come out and just have some fun.
We hope people will. Julie and Heather, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, just reiterating what Tyler said. It's a great opportunity for families to come. It's a smaller event. So, you know, like graduation is a large, for any school, it's still a large event. Baccalaureate is something smaller. It's more intimate, and it's created by the students. And so it has a more personal feel. It's not as pomp and circumstance. It's more casual and reflective and maybe more emotional. So we're really excited to be able to host this in Keysville. And we've always had a great relationship with Willow Valley being able to put this event on. It's been, I think, over 30 years that we've done this collaboratively. Prior to that, it was a little more global, trying to include some of the other parishes that maybe aren't open any longer, but still representing our community.
A lot of communities have kind of gone away from baccalaureate, but it's nice. Heather, I know you're proud that you can still do that at your communities.
Yes. The great thing about Ithaca is we have those deep-rooted traditions, and we look forward to offering them for many more years.
17th of May. Again, what time is it?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. on that day at St. Mary's in Keysville.
Yep, plenty of parking.
Great. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.
You bet. And good luck to the seniors. Class theme, have you guys come up with that yet? What the theme is for graduation?
Yeah, Phil. It's Starter from the Bottom, Now We're Here by Drake.
Oh, okay.
Now We Here.
Now We Here.
Now We Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't use proper English, you know, but that's all
no.
right.
Yeah.
Go with the song title.
No one really was sending in quotes, so one day I was in Miss Dadhoff's, and she's the senior class advisor, so she said, put in a few and we'll have the class vote on it. So jokingly, I just threw that one in there, and it ended up winning. So
it's a winner.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not the one that has to write a speech about it, so that's all right.
Well, good luck to the class of 2026.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
It's been an honor having you on the air with us 3 or 4 years. So we'll have more coming up on The Morning Show.